Hey guys, we're going to get to the podcast in a second, but first, when it comes to insurance, State Farm has all the markings of a top-tier player. First, they make it look easy. Manage your coverage, pay your bill, and even file a claim from the palm of your hand with the State Farm mobile app, which was just awarded Best Insurance Mobile App 2019. I was nominated, but I didn't win. And like a great teammate, they know your tendencies. State Farm agents are local, so they'll help you choose coverage that fits your needs. State Farm is always there to coach you through it with the answers you need when you need them. When you want the real deal, go with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I didn't sing it. You're welcome. I
got You're to better than you could be?
I got to play against one or...
I don't know if that's grammatically correct.
I'm better than I could be. Could have been. I better than I... I'm be- I had a glass of wine. Hello, brand new puppies. Welcome to Sports, the podcast that ends with a question mark but starts with a question. I'm Katie Nolan. She's Ashley.
Hi.
He's Jay.
Hello.
And this is today's question.
Hi, Katie, Ashley, and Jay. It's Sal from North Carolina. I've got to move in a few weeks, so my question for you is...
Can we help you?
Who in the sports world would you want to help move?
Oh.
Thanks. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Huh. Who in the sports world would you want to help move? What a question, Sal. I genuinely thought he was going to be like, my question for you is, are you guys free and can you help me move?
Sunday between 2 and 4.
Well, here's the thing also that must suck about moving, unless this is an old voicemail. Jay, I don't know if you know when it came in.
This was during quarantine.
Yeah, sure. Like that's tough. You're socially distancing. Yeah. Like you're not supposed to see anybody.
Totally.
But I guess in terms of an athlete, well, first, as a person who used to move every 6 months to a year for like 8 years in a row, by the end there, I was probably in my like mid-20s, and I learned that like you reach a point where you got to stop asking your friends to help you move.
Yeah.
Obviously it's an expense, but when I didn't have any money, it was still something that was worth it because it's just like you don't have to think about it as
paying
much.
For somebody. You mean?
Yeah. Or doing it, yeah. Doing it yourself. But asking your friends, you reach a point where it's like, oof.
Not cute anymore.
Pizza's not enough.
No, it's not.
Even money's not enough.
No.
Even if you're like, hey, here's $100, I'm still like, I'm out.
Unless I get to live in the apartment I just furnished, it's not enough.
Right.
It's right. Such a pain Absolutely. In the ass. But so, Sal, my heart goes out to you, and I believe, I don't want to speak for them, but Ashley and Jay's do as well. Because nobody likes moving, it sucks.
Yeah.
That being said, if I had to help an athlete move, I'm going to say you want somebody heartless with no sort of passion or, you know, joie de vivre. You want somebody whose apartment is bare because they don't have a ton of tchotchkes that they hold on to forever.
Oh, interesting.
Because, like, I feel right. like, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, let's use it as an example, has got a puppy. He's probably got a lot of stuff. He seems like a guy that, like, likes things. You want somebody that you're, like, that is emotionally distant and cold, who you know nothing about, that never show flashes of their personality. So – I would say like an A-Rod probably would have been great
for
J-Lo. But maybe just like a, short of A-Rod, I'd say like Tom Brady. It's probably not that bad. But then you've got to think about how
he's
like.
He's going
to
need it.
But A-Rod and Tom.
He has like 700 kids, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's so, much
so that's
stuff.
The thing. Like A-Rod before J-Lo, A-Rod didn't have any kids. Like I think A-Rod is the perfect, answer. Cause I bet his apartment is just like, stuff he could part with.
I want somebody who is strong so that they're going to do the bulk of the lifting and I'm there to just kind of like help
That's
navigate.
Also a really good
point. You
know,
the, like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
turn, the like whatever. Like I'm the one at the top of the stairs. They're the one at the bottom of the stairs, like actually holding everything up. And I want somebody whose play-by-play commentary is going to make me laugh.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go Marshawn Lynch.
That's a good answer.
Just the stuff that he says and the random things I bet he has in his place are going to be like, what? Can you just explain that? What is the story behind that? And I bet it's fascinating.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good answer.
I think for me, I'd like to be a part of, if I'm going to help somebody move, I want it to be a moving party. You know what I mean? I want it to be like, we're starting with beers. We're going to do this. It's going to be fun. And for that reason, I choose Alexander Ovechkin. Because I think if you start moving with Alex Ovechkin and you're drinking beers in the morning,
oh
and you
God.
Start moving, by the end of the day, once you move everything into his house, you are having a great time. You're good and drunk.
It's a full day extravaganza.
It's a full day with Ovi. God, he just seems like he would be so fun to hang out with, too.
I agree. I'm sorry. If I'm staring at my dog too much, it's because I'm worried she's about to pee.
She might.
I don't think she's in her crate, so she normally will. But if she starts whining and I ignore her and I look really cold to everybody watching, just know that that's what you're supposed to do. And it's just as hard for me to do as it is for you to watch. But great answers, everybody. Good answers. Good answers all around.
Good answer. Good answer.
A strong person is that was a good point, Ash. I like that. I also like the pinky up.
Thanks.
The classy can.
Thank you. Class this up a bit, you know?
If you want to, if you are like Sal and you're like, oh, I've got a thing that I would like to ask these three very qualified people, you can always
leave us a voicemail.
You can leave us a voicemail at 860-506-5571. Hi, guys. Oh, my God. Hi, guys.
Hi. Oh, my God. Hi.
Into the cage she
every
goes.
Time.
Into the cage
there she is.
She
oh,
goes.
Myrtle.
Myrtle.
It's Myrtle.
It's Myrtle.
How's everybody
Jay,
doing?
I'm not doing it.
Jay, just try it once.
Nope, not doing it.
Well, you're hard off pass. The podcast. Silenced.
Well, everything comes to an end.
All right, TMP.
How is everybody since we last spoke?
Tell us everything, Kay Beth.
Well, I...
you slept?
I have... So here's the thing. I adopted a dog. Step one.
Yay, girl!
Her name is Myrtle. She has flashes of brilliance and flashes of monsterness. I think, obviously, I have nothing to compare it to. I think overall, she's doing really, really well. I think I told you guys last podcast, and pardon me if I didn't. I can't remember anything because everything's a blur. I found this book from this woman. Her name is, I believe, Sophia Yin. I might be messing that up. But her whole thing is called the Learn to Earn program. And so you don't give the dog a bowl of food. You use their food as treats throughout the day so that you can reward them when they do the stuff you want them to do. At first I was like, that sounds nuts. And then, I didn't know what to do. I asked my vet because my vet was like, I would recommend books by doctors or Sophia Yin. I don't know if she's a doctor. She's a vet. My vet was like, you should use this book. And I said, let me ask you one specific question about it. She says, don't give your dog a bowl of food. And my vet was like, no, give your dog a bowl of food. So I was like, oh, okay. So I should give her food. But I will say we've been – every now and then I'll give her a bowl of food. But for the most part, I've been doing – I'll show you. I've got a fanny pack that I keep on me at all times that's full of her daily allotment of food so I can like – keep track of like, oh, we've got a lot more to go, so I'll give her a bowl and then we'll go back to the training stuff. But
question, do you also keep your barrettes and scrunchies in there?
I do just because you never know when you're gonna need one, you know.
Steve, you keep your scrunch to Steve. I just called Steve. Oh my God. Jay, wow. You keep your scrunchies on your wrist.
Duh. What kind of a visco girl even are you? So anyway, she's
my t-shirts are so big.
She's been really good at the other thing I learned from this book that was a big takeaway, the book is called like Perfect Puppy in 7 Days, which sounds like such a scam. But it's basically about how the first week, a lot of people say, take a week, let her go. I genuinely read another book that was like, first week, let them do whatever they want. Week two, start training them. And this woman was basically like, start training them right away. And then it will get so much easier to do the rest. So I'm not training her anything complicated. We're not doing the like paw or like any of that stuff. I'm training her to look at me when she wants something and sit down and ask for it nicely, essentially. And she's really, really good at that. She's a combination of a retriever and a collie, which are two of like the smartest breeds.
Yeah.
And so I knew when we found that out, I was like, I need to respect this dog's intelligence. Instead of letting her go crazy, it's my responsibility to make sure she knows what the answer is. She's going to not always give the right answer, but if I don't give it to her and show her what it is, then I'm doing her a disservice. And it is absolutely true. She has been like, she'll have these crazy moments. She's obviously a puppy. She'll go nuts. We'll put her in the playpen and she'll run into the walls until she makes the playpen bigger. Like but she's smart. And another thing that's really important for me to keep remembering that I slip up on, but I keep reminding myself is like any mistake she makes is my fault. She's a dog. So anything I ask her to do that she doesn't do, I'm not asking for it, right? Because I'm the human and she's a puppy. So we're not doing verbal cues. I didn't know that. I thought it was like you teach them that sit means to sit. This book taught me that you get her reliably sitting, and then when she goes to sit, you say the word, and that way she associates it with what she's already about to do. And so I'm getting ready to start teaching her the words. Today we were outside. I said, go potty, because you're supposed to pick up on her cues. You say it when she's about to go. That way it becomes a cue. Ashley, I'm sure you know all of this. But so I said it today, and she went potty. And I'm telling you, I was like, I'm the best. I did this. I'm crazy. I'm the best at this. I'm a superhuman. She doesn't do it all the time, but it's this weird. I was just telling you guys before we started the podcast, like, as frustrating as she is, and my God, is she frustrating? It's kind of nice to have a thing that's like reciprocal. I know that if I do it right, she's going to do what I ask her to do. Not always, but there's these moments where I'm like, okay, because sometimes with humans, you do a lot for somebody and they don't do anything for you in return. With a dog, she's just like looking at me like, I want that thing. Can I have it? And I'm like, no, you can't, but here's why. You can have these 8 things that are okay by me. You just can't have that thing. And I'm building this trust with her. I feel like a completely different person than I was before I owned a dog. I've learned so much about life. Like, my relationships with people are going to change. It's just, she's like opened, I'm going to cry. She's like unlocked a part of, she's unlocked a part of my heart, not just because she's adorable. You guys know I've loved dogs forever. I've always thought they were the cutest and I've always wanted one. But like, there's this like, earlier today I gave her a treat when she was scared, and she started choking. She started making a choking noise. And I'm telling you, I lost it. I was like, oh my God. It's like, I'm fully responsible for this dog. And it's like, I love her so much. And I'm like learning a lot about how to communicate, which I know is, this is so stupid and I'm sorry.
It's not stupid. It's not at all.
I'm learning so much about, like, you know, obviously she doesn't speak English. She'll get there. She's pretty smart. But like, I'm learning so much about the things you say when you're not saying anything and how people pick up on those cues. And I just think she's going to make me a better person. She's making me nuts. But your original question, which I haven't answered yet, is sleep. And she sleeps through the night. She, we obviously put her on our schedule. We're night people. And we want to be able to sleep in as much as possible. We're not sleeping in, but we put her in her crate at like 1, and she wakes up at 9. And like, I'm so grateful for that.
That's incredible. Because the, like, when they're whimpering in the crate and like you can't let them out is the worst. Your heart just breaks into pieces.
I know. So she, this is my living room, and she's crated in here for now. So we've been sleeping out here. We sleep on the couch, which is actually, with quarantine, is kind of nice because it feels like remember when you were little and you got to sleep on the couch and you're like, ooh, a special sleepover. So like, we're sleeping out here, which makes us feel like we're switching up our location, cause we can't sleep anywhere else. And so we sleep out here. The first night we couldn't get her she didn't potty all, like, she peed, but she didn't poop at all. And so we were really worried. We tried to get her to poop before bed. She didn't. So we knew in the middle of the night she was going to try. And so at 4 in the morning, she whimpered. We both woke up. We took her, and she went potty here in the house because we had the pee pad set up. And then she slept through the night. The toughest decision has been, and I know dog people on the internet are crazy, so I'm even hesitant to, like, share any of the stuff that I've been doing, because I don't want anyone to be like, that's not how you do. She's the tough things, she came from a shelter, she's adopted, and the Kelly, our friend who was fostering her, has a backyard. And so since she's so smart and such a smart breed, when she got here the first time, she visited a couple times, and then when she moved in her first day, when she had to go, she whimpered. And she, like, looked for any door. We have, like, a sliding glass door that you can see outside. We're on the 5th floor. By we, I mean me. I'm still the only one who lives here, but, you know. And so she would whimper by the door. And I'm like, oh, she wants to go out. And so she doesn't have – she's got her first round of shots. For anybody who's never had a dog, you get three rounds. It's mainly the first shot is a vaccination. And then because puppies still have their mom's, like, immune system boosters, it kind of messes with the vaccination. So you get two boosters after that. And then once you get your three shots as a puppy, you're then allowed to interact with other dogs. But before that, if you're interacting with a dog that doesn't have any vaccinations, your puppy could get sick. And also walking. Like, if you walk the dog and they interact with a puppy or poop or, like, anything in the world, it could make your dog sick. So you're not supposed to take them out. But this dog was trained already and used to leaving the apartment to, you know, do puppy stuff.
Go to the bathroom.
And so, right, like, there was this really tough thing where I'm like, am I going to have to train this dog to pee and poop on a pad and then retrain them to go outside? And I was like, this is going to be right. a mess. And so the first day we tried that, and she, you know, went all over the apartment, but mostly on pee pads. We tried to, like, grab her and put her on a pee pad. And then I just was like, I'm going to take her outside and see what happens. And I took her outside on, like, the second or third day. They all blur together now. And she went immediately. And I was like, oh, okay. So now I'm taking her out to this, like, very secluded spot in the back of my apartment. It's not grass. It's gravel. It's like a parking lot, essentially. But nobody else is back there. And so now we have to take her out every 2 hours. And she's doing well. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. But, I mean, it's rewarding. I'm so tired, just mainly from, like, I haven't looked at my phone in, like, there are times where I'm like, oh my God, I haven't responded to someone's text in 3 hours. Cause genuinely, not cause I'm ignoring it, because I genuinely haven't had time to look at my phone. Like, if she's not in her crate, she's either tethered to me or tethered to the table, and I'm keeping her in my sight so that she doesn't have an accident. And if she has an accident, it's on me. I have been talking for 20 minutes. It's good. Everything's good. I'm sorry I cried.
Don't be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oy vey.
Like, we've talked a lot about what it's like being a mom, and, like, having a dog is essentially, you've become a parent in a way. And when people ask what it's like, people who don't have kids or pets, it's like you have higher highs and lower lows.
Yeah.
Like, you've love that, like, you've never had, and also, like, low points that you've never had before. And it's a roller coaster, man, but it is definitely rewarding.
I also like
unconditional love in a way that you're like, yes. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, this is what people mean.
In the world that could happen. Yeah, it really is. It changes you. Like, you are responsible for a life.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of thing, like, impacts you forever.
And there, like, when
it's really cool that you finally get to do it.
And when there's, like, a moment, like, when we're being, I mean, I'm not being mean to her. The thing about this program is, like, don't scold your dog. Again, if she does something wrong, it's your mm-hmm. fault. So I'm not ever being mean to her, but there are times where, you know, they teach you that treats and affection and toys are all rewards to this dog. So anytime you reward their behavior, you're telling them what they're doing is a good thing. So I'm not snuggling her every time I want to. She bites me and then looks at me really cute. I'm not hugging her. I have to literally turn my back on her and ignore her. And, like, it hurts and I absorb it, but it's, you know, the right thing to do. But there are times, like, when she's doing well and she comes over and she just, like, nestles into me, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I love her unconditionally. And when she loves me back, it feels better than any love I've ever felt before, because I know it's because we both understand at least a little, like, this relationship that we have. The next mm-hmm. thing I'm going to start worrying mm-hmm. about is, because we're in quarantine, like, I need to socialize this dog. There's, like, a period of time that's very important in a dog's life where if you don't socialize them, they're going to become very good to you and attached to you. But when you're not around, they're going to lose their shit. Or yeah. when another dog comes in or another person comes into the house, everything's going to change. And so I'm like, today she met her first person. It was a little girl. And this little girl, I don't know her. She rules. And I'll love her forever. Like, I'm going to eventually find out her name. But we went down into the lobby, and this little girl was sitting in there lacing up her roller skate. She's probably like 9 or 10. And it sounds like a fake story because how cute is that already? She's lacing up her roller skates in the lobby. And I came out of the elevator and I saw her. And so I was like, okay, I made her sit and I was giving her treats. And the little girl was like, she's so cute. And I said, yeah, she's a, and she goes, is she a puppy? I said, yeah. She asked what breeds she was. And then I was like, let me just calm her down. And then you can pet her if you want to. So I calmed the dog down. And then I said, do you want to pet her? And she goes, no, thank you. And I was like, okay, have a good day. She's like, you too. And then we went our separate ways. And I was like, that little angel, she was like a child that was interacting like a parent. She was just like, okay,
yeah,
all right. She could have been a little kid that was like, Poppy, want a touch? And she didn't. She was like, it was a blessing. Like these, that's the other thing. Mm. Like these little moments where things don't go wrong, you're like, thank you. She met a dog. She met a dog today. She had a big day today. That's why she's being kind of nuts. But right now she's being very chill. Thank God. She met a dog and I had to ask the person if the dog had had her shots and then they interacted. And I mean, it's really crazy that you have to understand, like, your dog is scared. The dog is looking at other things and being like, mommy, but nobody else. And so hopefully I texted Ashley and I was like, I think, if it's okay with you, like I want one of your dog, like we'll take care of one of your dogs for a day. In my head, I'm like, that's going to take a little bit of a burden off of you, Ash. But in my head, I was also like, if I were you, I'd be like, absolutely not. You have no idea what it means to have a dog. You cannot have two dogs.
No, don't be silly. Honestly, my dogs they're very good here. Ray goes insane when you come over, but for the most part, this is,
I mean, she's just the cutest.
She just sleeps.
I love
all
her
day.
So I miss her
but
so
she'll
much.
Eat. It's funny because I bet if she could hear your voice right now, she'd freak out. But I have headphones in so she can't. Like, she eats at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, she's very solitary and then will only come out like when she can have her time. It's so funny. And at 9 p.m., like on the dot, she's like, it's time to cuddle. This is my time now. And she like will not let me focus on anything else if it's cuddle time. That's with nice. Ray.
Yesterday, yeah. Myrtle was licking my feet incessantly, and I was like, we're going to stop this now. We are going to stop this today because I've seen what this habit is. And I was like, I don't know what it is about my feet. I understand I got 5 stars on WikiFeet, but like you dogs, chill out. So I was like, I'm trying to get her out of that. But my main concern now is that this dog is going to love me and she's going to love Dan, but she's not going to want to love anybody else. And it's tough. You know, I have forgotten in the last 3 days that we're in quarantine. Like I keep forgetting because we would be tied to the house anyway. Like this would be our responsibility anyway, because this puppy needs to go out every 2 hours. So I'll go out and I'll be like, ooh, people. And the people are like, what are you doing? Where's your mask? And I'm like, oh God, that's right. I don't have a mask. So to answer your original question, things are going fine. The only bad news is the day that I picked her up was the day, obviously, that Mariah, friend of the pod, picked up formerly Jay, now Riley. And yay. I tried to get over there so I could
good
at least
name.
See her.
So cute.
I wanted to see her from a distance and be like, hi. And I didn't even notice, but things were so crazy that I threw on my, hi, Steve. I love that he said, oh, sorry. I was like just getting dressed and I threw on my sweatshirt and I'm like, oh, I'm wearing my sorry, go ahead sweatshirt. But we just missed her. She had just left.
Oh no.
So I didn't get to see her, but, she messaged me. I genuinely haven't had a chance to message her back yet, but she was like, if you're like me, you're kind of freaking out right now. This is a thing that helped me. So I'm going to send her this book too and see if that helps her. But, you know, these dogs are really smart. And because they're so smart, I love Steve, because they're so smart, they're like freaking out by their inability to communicate with us. And like, you just have to understand all the dumb, crazy, stupid things they're doing are just because they're like, how do I tell you what I need?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a rule of threes with dogs. I think if I remember correctly, that wine went quickly.
That's it. Yeah, I drank
it's like
it.
The first 3 days is just a chaotic mess as they're trying to like reorient because they're so confused. And then the first like 3 weeks, they're like starting to like settle.
Mom,
yeah.
Come, what am I watching, mommy?
What are you watching?
Come.
I can't.
Why don't you go? I think you should see.
I'm
I think you should go.
It's a surprise?
Go look really quick.
Okay, I'm going to look really quick, but then I have to come back, okay? You guys can bet on what it is.
Okay.
There.
Okay. He said, what was the tease? He wants you to come look at what he's watching.
It's a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to come see what it is.
I told you I'm a changed woman. Because if she told him no, then that's like telling him that he can never come to her with excitement.
Yeah, that's true. That's wise. What do you think it is?
Okay. I want to say it's he's overselling it, and it's just like an episode of PJ Masks.
Yeah, probably.
But maybe he's watching the Eagles Super Bowl. Okay. You know what? Judging by her reaction, I want to say PJ Masks. But go ahead. What do you think it's going to be?
Okay, I want to say it's Moana.
Okay, could be. That's good. Or it might be Coco. So because they sing the Coco song together. So Ashley, here's what we've decided. I said I'm pretty sure he's overselling it, and he just wants to hang out with you. And so it's just probably something. I love that you just smiled and then hid your smile to try to have a poker face. I was like, I bet he's overselling it, and it's probably just PJ Masks. And then Jay was like, he thought it was Moana, and then I was like, oh yeah, or Coco, which would be just basic things. And then, but I was like, but if he isn't over, maybe he's watching the Eagles win the Super Bowl. That would be worth the sell. But now I'm going to say my final answer, and then Jay, you'll lock in yours. My final answer is that he's watching Mulan.
Okay. I think he's watching, some sort of children's television show that involves trucks or trains. I don't know the names. Thomas is the only one I know, and I know it's not Thomas, but something like truck related.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Both truck of those adjacent. Are no's.
Okay. Who's closer?
Both of those are no's. You are closer.
Okay.
I would say if we do a second round of guessing, which why not? We've got time.
Right.
My son can navigate between Netflix, Prime Video, Disney Plus.
So he's watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Extremely well. He particularly likes superhero films, and he felt the need specifically to come tell me he was watching this one because he knew I would be excited.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah! He put on Captain Marvel!
That's he's too great. Easy.
He makes me so happy.
Did you respond in a way that made him go like, yay, I did it?
Yeah, I picked him up and I gave him a
huge hug. Yeah.
It was a great job. Let's get these female superheroes in your DNA at age 3.
Yeah.
Because she's the strongest Avenger.
She is. I mean, she genuinely can't argue it.
I know that, but people are going to argue it.
Of course they are. I'm glad that that happened.
Yeah, me too. That's the nicest he's been all day.
Jay, how's your thing? How's your life going?
I'm good. There is a dog here, just so that I can participate
what
in that conversation.
What kind of dog?
He's real cute. He's like a Australian Shepherd Pomeranian mix. He's just so cute.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Oh, that's a fluffy pup.
Yeah.
He's super fluffy. He's so adorable, which is endlessly frustrating because this is the only dog in the world that does not want to get pet, despite being fluffy. And so, like, he's such a tease.
He's like
he'll,
a
like,
cat
look at
about
you, wag
it.
His little tail, and he'll be like, come over here and give me attention. Then you walk over, and it's like, no, and, like, runs away. And I'm like, all I want is to touch something soft.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe smell?
Ooh.
No, it's with showered recently? It's everybody except for his dad. Like, his dad, he loves.
That's maybe what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm worried about because my aunt has a dog who's really cute and really sweet, but she loves dad and mom and then everybody else. When somebody comes into the house, you can't say, like, hi, Danny, because that's her name. If you say it in a voice like that, which most people weirdly do, she's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah.
Like, most people go,
it's
like,
a dog
hi,
voice
yeah.
For sure.
If you do that, she'll just pee. She just looks at you and pees. And you're like, and my aunt was like, hey, do me a favor.
Taco used to do that too.
Yeah, my aunt was like, just don't talk to her in that voice. And I'm like, but that's my dog voice. Like, I'm not going to be like, hello, Danny, I love you. Yeah. Like, it would be weird. I'm just really conscious of it. I can sense it. When I leave the room, she freaks out. Like, she, I'm leading on the training. Dan is doing his best, but is also, like, got a ton of stuff to do. So, when I leave the room, she'll freak out. And he's like, she likes you more than me. I'm like, she doesn't know you yet. Cause you're, he's too much
spend more time with her.
He's also too much of a softie. When she does something wrong, he's like, or when she barks, he's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, when you do that, she thinks you're barking with her and she thinks you're both barking. And then she's going to keep barking. You got to just be silent and ignore her. And so every time she barks, he like looks over and makes eye contact with her. And I'm like, you're being a dog to the dog and you have to be the adult human. And he's like, you're right. Oh, he's like really good at it. But sometimes I'm like, am I training you both? Because it's too much. but he's like, I just want to tell her I love her. I'm like, but if you tell her you love her right now, she's going to be rewarded for the dumb shit she just did. And so you have to not tell her you love her until she does a good thing. And he's, you know, I mean, he's the best. He's like, you're absolutely right. Which, you know, I love to hear. He's working on it. We're all working on it.
You could just, you know, slide the book to like his.
Okay. So the other day he was like, I understand. I said, cause we've been getting in fights. Look, I've said this before.
Of course.
We've been dating for 6 months. Before that, we were friends. Always we thought each other were great, but we started dating, which was already like shock to the system. This person I've known for a while is now my boyfriend. And then we essentially have moved in together. Oh yeah, sorry,
my boyfriend.
And then we've moved in together, which is like way too soon, but also like I wasn't going to be quarantined without him. And now we have a dog and like we are going through this crash course. This is like sink or swim. And so there's moments where we have these fights that I'm like, I wish we didn't have, but I'm also like, this is good. We got to get this out somehow.
Would have had them eventually.
Yeah. And if we're not going to have them, totally. Then someone's not being honest. Like someone's protecting themselves and someone's staying closed off to like letting all of this in. So we have these fights. And at one point he said like, I know you're leading, but I wish that you would not speak to me in this way. Because if I'm trying to get her to do something and he does something that's the opposite, I'll be like, stop. And I'll put my hand out. And he's like, if I said that to my boyfriend, normally, that'd be rude to be like, stop. It's like snapping at a waiter. But I'm like, I'm speaking dog right now. And every word you say or anything you do that's opposite of my body language, she'll respond to that. You can't have bad cop, good cop. We both have to be on the same side. So he's like, I just wish you wouldn't. And I was like, well, what if you read the book? And he was like, because I kept thinking it. I kept thinking like, I read this book in a day, and you keep saying I get to be in charge. And because I read the book, and never once have you just been like, can I read the book? And so Or just do it. And so
That's the thing is we men just speaking for that, this gender, we don't understand that.
And to give him credit, there's a relationship you could be in that I've been in before where they wouldn't even respect that you read the book. They wouldn't be like, you run point. They would instead go, I know things too. Cause he's had a dog before and I haven't. So he easily could have been like, I know you read a book, but I know what I'm doing. And he's not doing that.
But having a dog, like being a kid with a dog in the house is very different.
Which, let me say, he learned because of this. And he said the other day, he's like, I just learned I didn't do shit. My mom did it all. He's like, I took her for walks, which I thought was annoying. She had to deal with all the other stuff. But like, so to his credit, he wasn't like, I don't respect your knowledge. He was like, I know you read the book and I'm going to let you lead. Wonderful. But then there was a time where I just kept thinking in my head, like you could read it too. And he never said it. So finally in a fight, I said, you could read the book too. And he was like, let me read it then. And then I was like, no, it's all right. I just wanted you. It's like, I wanted you to want to do the dishes. I wanted you to want to read the book. But
well, honestly, though, why do we let them get away with it? He should read the book.
I know.
You're both training the dog. You should both read the book.
He's also going through a lot. He hasn't.
So are you.
He hasn't been home in like months. And he lives with a roommate.
Yeah, but he decided to go in halvesies on Myrtle. So, like, read the
book. Thank you. First of all, thank you. I really respect your Ja Rule voice. Second of all,
I'm sweating. I'm yelling right now.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not projecting at all.
I was going to say, in my lowest point, I've agreed with you. But I also just feel like, you know, relationships are about give and take. And I know he's got stuff on his plate that he hasn't put on mine at all that I know is stressing him out. And it's just like the best thing I can do for him And this is what I mean when I say that, like, this dog has changed. Also, can you see her? She's sleeping in the cutest way.
She's so cute. With her little paw out the crate.
Just the best. But, like, part of the lesson I've learned is that, like, sometimes there are things that you can't understand that the other person's going through that they're choosing not to share with you, and that's very kind of them. And so, like, not giving them credit for that kindness because you don't know it exists is going to cause them to resent you. I don't know. I just want he's really – any other relationship I've ever been in would have failed by now 3 times. I've never met somebody that I'm like, I know this works because it's not working, but it's working. You know, at the end of the day, we're like, he'll apologize for everything he did wrong. And I'll be like, yeah, no, that's not your fault. It's actually my fault.
But that's the thing is, like, a working relationship, a relationship that works doesn't mean that it's easy.
Right.
That's not what love is. It's you have to get through the hard stuff.
And like, acknowledge that, like, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that, like, you've had this dog for 3.5 days.
Yeah. It's
like,
so crazy.
It feels like six months.
I know it feels like it's been 100 years because time does not exist anymore. But, like, it's been 3.5 days. And, like, maybe he hasn't read the book yet, but maybe this weekend when he has
2 hours. Right now. I love he's this no man to death. He's not going to read the book. That. He's just not
well,
going to.
Well, I'll message him offline and be like, hey, bro, pick up the book.
He's not going to read the book. It's okay. He's not.
Do you think I could get his number, though, at some point? Now that we're talking about it?
Maybe.
I could text him. I could text him. Maybe. No.
God.
I want to try to figure out what my first text will be to him.
The really funny thing is that, like, I've been reading the book. I'm keeping a notebook. I can't reach it, but it's right behind me. You can see it on the table. I, like, kept notes on all the stuff I need to know, and I keep, like, a pee and poop schedule for her, which is, like, what? I never thought I'd do that. But, like, one day he stopped and looked at me and was like, were you a really good student? And I was like, no. I was actually a trash student. I was good, like, because I didn't know I had ADD until I graduated college. And I went to a psychiatrist because I thought I had depression, which runs in my family, and I do. But my doctor was like, let me give you this test first. And he gave me an ADHD test. And he was like, yeah, you have ADHD. Do you procrastinate? And I was like, uh-huh. He's like, are you late all the time? I was like, uh-huh. And he was like, yeah, you have ADD. So I was like, I always thought, cause my mom always taught me that like she taught me I was lazy. And I was like, I know that's not true. I read the books cause I'm interested. I take notes in class, but I'm also like, my brain just isn't motivated. And then it took a doctor to be like, you're not lazy. You just have ADD, like very, very bad. So to hear him be like, were you a good student? And I was like, no. He was like, it's really impressive to watch you, like, learn and take it really seriously. He's also – the other day he told me I was responsible. And the first thing I thought of was, like, if Ashley could hear you say that, she'd be cracking up laughing. True. Because, that's like, I know me. I'm the person who, like, leaves – if my head weren't attached to my body, I would leave it somewhere because I would just forget. Like, we lost my glasses, and I say weeks. It makes me feel better about it. We lost my glasses between, like, 2 locations at a shoot. I just don't – if there's too much going on, I lose track of it. But, like, I think it speaks to how important this is and how much I'm realizing that, like, I'm responsible for a life that I'm like, no, I'm going to take this seriously, and I'm going to do – this is a sports podcast, and we haven't mentioned sports once. We're still in friendly banter.
We're going to get there.
Right, yeah.
But I just, we can keep going. I cried on a podcast. You'll edit it out, Jay. You'll just use like voice modulation software to make it sound like I kept my shit together.
We have it on video too.
Oh, well, that's not necessary. Do we have any official wait, no, I'm not satisfied by being a complete dickhead. Jay, give me one interesting update about your quarantine life. Have you been going for runs that you like?
No, I started doing I stopped going on so many runs because I have a little bit more access to outside space, and as soon as like I could go outside without it having to be a run, I was like, ooh, I don't need to do this as much. But I started doing yoga, which has been really great. But one interesting update about my life besides that, really there's nothing.
How many people are you in that house with?
There's 5 people here.
Two couples. Oh, I was just going to say, that sounds amazing.
two couples and me.
Oh, no.
I was telling Ashley before the podcast started and that I'm not going to talk too loudly because they're upstairs. Uh-huh. But definitely, like, getting to the point at which it's like, couple time, me being like, Ozark by myself in the bedroom, let's go.
Was this new season good?
Super good.
Okay.
But I think also it's really important to take space and get to know, like, me a little bit better, yeah. Which has been really interesting in a way, because, like, I've, for a lot of my adult life, lived with a partner. And so, like, this has been a really interesting time to be, like, you are going to get to know yourself alone, and, like, obviously it's in the context of these people, and they're here, and that's nice, but, like, it's the same as it would have been in my apartment in the sense that, like, I'm spending most of my day and most of my night, like, just sort of with me, and that's really interesting, too, and really, like, getting to know, like, the things I enjoy doing versus the things that I, like, do, but I didn't realize I don't like going for a run. I'm like, I would do this all the time, or, like, before when we were at work, like, you guys would always make fun of me for, like, going to work out before I went to work.
Just me. It was just
and
me.
Like,
well, it was mostly Katie.
Well, no, but, like, I did that because it was the routine of it. And yeah. Then, like, I realized, like, being in quarantine, like, I don't like doing that. I like, doing my morning, having, because that's when I feel like I have really good productive thought. And then, like, taking a little chunk in the midday to, like, do some exercise. And that totally has shifted everything in the way that I do it. So it's cool stuff like that that's been cool. And then the rest of it is just, like, trying not to read the news.
Oh, my God. That's kind of the blessing of this puppy. I haven't looked at I have no idea where we're at with this disease and, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
No clue.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't have to cover that.
Great. I love that. No. I love that for us. Yeah. I'm telling you, I have forgotten that we're in quarantine. I keep being like, oh, let's get this puppy socialized. And people are like, don't you talk to me. So, you know.
We did play the other night one fun, I thought of my fun fact. So, speaking of all the puppy stuff, like, we played Puppy Tinder the other night. It was, like, Friday night, and we were all having drinks and, like, hanging out in the living room. And my friend Fred was like, yo, let's get on Petfinder and find you a girl. And I'm like, okay. And so he's like, we, like, airplayed it to the TV in the living room, and we're just, like, going through each dog. He's like, nah, she's not bad enough for you. Nah, she doesn't look like she's seen enough like
the boneyard.
We went to the boneyard, and honestly, swipe right.
Honestly, boneyard would be a great name.
I mean, somebody better be getting to work on it.
We were saying, when we were doing it on Petfinder, because Petfinder's still kind of annoying to, like, navigate.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were saying, we're like, somebody needs to make Puppy Tinder. Like, this is ridiculous.
I don't know why.
Doesn't, like, pop up.
I don't know why, but I never trusted Petfinder. I was always like, once I see, by the time they upload this puppy's, like, data into the thing, I bet it's gone already. Like, Myrtle, they listed her. And obviously I had, like, inside info because Kelly was fostering her. She's like, okay, they get listed tomorrow, so make sure your application's in tonight. And I did, and they got taken down after, like, not even 24 hours because they had so many requests. So I was just like, I never trusted Petfinder. I always felt like I was going to – they get you in the door, and then they go, we don't have that dog anymore, but we have this one who's 14 years old and really emotionally damaged, and then you feel really guilty, and you're like, I'm going to take that dog. But I knew it wasn't
–
I knew I wouldn't be a good owner for a 14-year-old that needs special care.
What Petfinder is good for is getting you exposure to the shelters in your area.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, otherwise you're just kind of Googling it, but you're like, oh, these, if they're on Petfinder, they must be reputable and they're, like, actively trying to, like, find these pups homes. So, like, what I used to do back when we were looking for Ray was, like, look at Petfinder, see how frequently they were getting pups, and then, like, go to that shelter's specific website and check in on them there.
Yeah.
And that was really helpful. Or, like, there was the, there are certain companies that will, like, bring dogs, because we all live in the Northeast, up from the South where there's, like, a lot
like the Carolinas and stuff.
Yeah. I think Ray was from, like, Tennessee or I forget. But they'll, like, bring them up and then have these, like, meet and greet events where you can go, like, actually meet them in person and then adopt them. But we knew that we, like, had our application in before the meet and greet and then just brought her home. Whereas, like, if you had just shown up at the meet and greet, you wouldn't have gotten her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
So, yeah, just people trying to get
there. There's a lot. I mean, yeah, we're, like, all the dogs we were looking at were, like, in North Carolina, which I'm, like, 3 or 4 hours from. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That's true. Yeah.
This whole thing just made me so sad. Jay, you're going to love Myrtle and she's going to love you. I'm so excited. I think about it all the time that I'm like, man, I just wish this dog could meet you guys because you're going to love her and she's going to go nuts for you. And like, Jay, you can watch her. I can like leave her with you for a week. Like it's going to be.
You can do shoots.
Yeah. We'll do shoots.
I'll curate her Instagram. Don't worry.
She's the absolute. She really is the best. You guys are going to love her. She's got such a good little puppy heart.
She's sleeping in her bag with her paw out of the crate right now.
It's so cute. It's insane. We have so much more to talk about. But again, this is just the beginning of the podcast. So maybe we should do an ad read and then we can continue to maybe talk about sports, but probably not. Before we continue today's podcast, this week's podcast brought to you by Simply Safe. Ashley, how would you like me to tell the people about Simply Safe?
Can you tell them about Simply Safe as if you were maybe somebody in their 30s trying to appeal to a group of much younger people?
Huh, so just like the rest of the podcast.
No, like you have to try harder. All right. Like speak in their language.
Oh, boy. All right. What's up, fam? What up, fam? With all the uncertainty in the world, like it's mad random, feeling safe at home has never been more important. Feeling safe at home is bae, you know? And that's why I want to talk to you about Simply Safe Home Security. It's chill. They're longtime friends of this podcast, Sports with Katie Nolan, and for good reason, you know? Simply Safe has made it easy to finally get comprehensive protection for your home. Word. I don't know. What are the kids saying?
Crib?
You gotta get comprehensive protection for your crib. There's no technician or salesperson or like fucking boomer, you know, that needs to come and disrupt your house. You don't need to pay any whack monthly fees or sign a 2-year contract commitment. Ick, you know, I want to live my life. It's all about me. You just order it online and you set yourself up in under an hour. You could follow them on they're on TikTok. You just go on their TikTok and you're like, what up, fam? Let me get that security. And they'll hook you up like right away, dog. In under an hour, which is dope. It's dope AF, if you ask me. And then your home's protected, or your friend's homes, or the place you rent is protected 24/7. They got emergency dispatch for break-ins, fire, and more. All that like you don't want to deal with that. Like you've got to update your Instagram. You got a following. You're on your way to becoming an influencer, and I believe in you. And so don't waste your time worrying if you're safe. Let Simply Safe do that. Like that's ridiculous. Honestly, literally 50 cents a day, literally. Well, wait, that's using it properly. Whatever. It's like literally free. It's only 50 cents a day. And we're not the only fans of Simply Safe. Like me and my two, homies here. Homies? What do they call? No, I know. What do the kids call their friends? Me and the squad. We're like squaggle. I know we're squaggles, but we're not the only squad that loves Simply Safe. Like US News and World Report, which is like something that your parents like totally love and they're legit as fuck. They named Simply Safe best overall home security of 2020. Basically, it's like you went and you looked at the Yelp. And their Yelp was like 5 stars. And you're like, word, these are going to be the best tacos in the neighborhood. right now, at this moment, when you head to simplysafe.com/Nolan, you all are going to get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial, which means it's chill. It's chill for 60 days. And if within 60 days you're like, nah, this ain't for me, like, fine. Just, like, send it back. It's not even a big deal. Like, at all. They're not going to be mad at you. Like, they're literally fine with it. That's Simply Safe. with an I, S-I-M-P-L-I, safe.com/Nolan to make sure, and then, you know, make sure they know that our show sent you, like, we hooked it up. You got the hookup through us, because if you let them know that we hooked you up, then they'll hook us up. And then we all got the hookup, and then we're thriving. Hashtag.
Oh, my God.
From Simply Safe and all of us here in the hashtag squad goals, we are wishing you safety and good health. Word, quarantine life. But that felt like a normal ad read to me. Like, that was super normal.
That was pretty,
soups norms. Pretty regular. That was soups norms for me.
Oh, boy. Well,
all right.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome, I guess. What happened in the news? Anything? Sports?
Oh. Yeah.
The XFL's dead, you guys.
R.I.P.
I saw I saw people covering it because, again, I barely look at my phone, but I saw people covering it in a way that was like, the XFL folds after just this many games and they filed for bankruptcy. It doesn't seem fair. I'm not saying they would have succeeded, but it does kind of seem like having a global pandemic really keeps you from being able to succeed.
Not a great hand to play.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
For a company that is relying on large group gatherings to view their sporting event.
Because we've talked about this before. They didn't, most leagues, the expensive thing about them is the rights to air them. That's what everybody bids on. That's what networks bid against each other on. And the XFL in the first season was giving it to, like, the rights themselves to networks for free. So that's why you saw, like, Fox and ESPN both had them, because the rights themselves to air them didn't cost the networks any money. And so they were depending on merch sales and, like, ticket sales and all of that to make an income. Mm. And so not being able to go to the games, they weren't going to be able to do the, like, fans, like, no fans thing. And since I think there's no real ending in sight for the no fan situation, it's probably like there's nothing they can do.
Right.
Still a bummer, though.
It's a bummer, though. Yeah, I mean, it does mean that our limited edition gear is going to be worth just,
I was
like,
thinking the same thing. I'm like, I'm glad I got all that gear, because maybe someday.
We got that sweet merch.
I bet you can get it now on sale.
Yeah, but that's like Beanie Babies. When the market got flooded, they were cheap. And then now, if you got the good ones, you can sell it.
I don't know about that with Beanie Babies.
So the Houston Roughneck stuff, right?
What?
The good ones.
Yeah, the good stuff. Whatever, the Vipers were turning it around. Thank God we won a game before they canceled the league.
Yeah, that was fortuitous.
But, like, as a person who has studied all these different leagues that have tried to compete with the NFL, I will say this one does have the best excuse. It's like,
Definitely.
Global pandemic really made it difficult to continue our league.
Really?
But I do I hope that they take care of their workers. I don't want to speculate. Also, don't want to sound like I don't doubt that they won't, but, you know, I just hope everybody's taken care of.
What are you going to miss the most?
I think
I'm going to miss the interview, the sideline interviews immediately after.
For sure.
Happen. Like, oh, you just missed that potentially game tying kick. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Again, as like a,
just watching Diana run around.
It's
Diana
so good.
Crushed it.
Diana Rossini, I think, made the case that she should be, the Monday Night Football sideline reporter. During the XFL.
Absolutely.
Because we've talked about this before, the traffic of a broadcast is already a lot, and it's difficult because it's a live event and anything can happen at any moment. Add to that this one was completely different than any she's done before, and she never let it show. Even in awkward moments when something terribly awkward happened, she wasn't like, she just rolled with it. It was awkward for her, but she made it less awkward for us. And I would say, I know she's a friend of mine, but a lot of sideline reporters are friends of mine. I would say Diana Rossini really made the case that, like, Monday Night Football is something she would absolutely thrive at.
Absolutely.
I also, as somebody who studied all these leagues that have tried to compete with the NFL, because we did a monologue about it, which you should go watch. I don't even know if you can find it anywhere now. She's
try
waiting.
To go
it's
look it up.
It's an audio medium, but we're on video chat because we miss each other so much. I think that one of the things about most of these leagues that we've seen is that their existence and the things, like, the differences they had, the changes they made to the game, were the thing that lasted. So, like, the league itself didn't last, but they like, oh, this league did this weird thing, and then the NFL adopted it. So I think the XFL may have lasted long enough that the things they did that really worked may get adopted eventually into the NFL.
I mean, at the bare minimum, it doesn't make any sense why they wouldn't change kickoffs to model that, because it just like there's the same amount of excitement and reduces the chances of injury by like a huge percentage. It just wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they're going to do that 1 point, 2 point, 3 point thing, but I think they might, you know, try to do more with the like miking up of players. Again, that's probably going to be something they'd have to like negotiate, collectively bargain for, but like, that made the broadcast super interesting. We're like, you just threw an interception that might have cost you the game. And the player being like, because these players are used to having to do like post-game interviews, but also knowing that they want to get into the league, like having to do that instead of being like, screw you, I don't want to answer it. They had to be like, yeah, it was a mistake. Like, I wish I could take it back. It was really interesting to see.
Mm, totally.
So, you know, shout out to the XFL. Were there any like specific, like, I was going to say specific, which is English. It's how the kids say it.
It is.
I didn't read like the depth. Like most of these stories I'm going to tell you I saw but didn't read any articles about. Was there anything in depth about the XFL filing for bankruptcy that was interesting to you guys?
I mean, I think it's
bankruptcy in general. Whew.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Chapter 11? I feel like so I was looking up stats, and there was only 4 total 3-point conversions that were converted successfully throughout the whole course of the XFL.
Man.
And I think that really is the true bummer. There was 10 total attempts, and I didn't get to see one live.
I mean,
live.
I think I saw one live, and I was like, oh, okay. But, like, for the most part, I did see a lot of coaches used to coaching in systems where that was not the case. For it, or like go for a field goal where you were like, that's actually not the right move given these rules.
There's no, that doesn't help you.
Yeah. You are stuck in your old
math
ways.
Math is hard, guys. Don't underestimate how hard math is.
I just competitively played Madden, and I'll tell you, math is very hard. Clock management, very difficult.
Oh, yeah. Are we allowed to talk about that or no?
Well, we can't talk specifically about who I played or how many games I played. But I bet we can talk.
When does it air?
I want to say this weekend on ESPN2. And once we get off the podcast, I can double check with the people in charge and make sure. Because if something went wrong in terms of scheduling and they had to blow up the whole tournament, then we'll cut this out. But that's the only thing I think that would keep it from happening. So we might as well talk about it. I got asked to do a Madden tournament for ESPN2 that's going to air this weekend, I believe. And at first it was like, oh, it's going to be these ESPN talent and like some famous people. But like specifically, I will say the name that was mentioned that made me go, okay, I'll do it, was Mina Kimes. Because I've seen Mina play FIFA, and
you have.
She don't get it,
yeah.
And I don't get it. And so my whole thing was like, I don't want it to be a bunch of professional gamers and also professional football players, and then me, especially if I was going to be the only woman, because I didn't want to be representing women and video games and sports and be terrible at it. So if it was like Mina's going to do it, Mina, I know her skill level is about with mine, but probably her football knowledge is above mine. Her video game knowledge is below. So we would have evened out. And then by the time I got the final list of who was going to be in it, it was all professional football players and like professional, like gaming people, super duper famous people. And then me. And so I was like, uh-oh, I don't think I should do this. But then I tried to cancel, and turns out that a lot of people, like, scheduling was really hard. So, you know, I did it. I did it. I've played Madden, like, twice. Once against Pablo. We were both equally bad.
It's a hard game to, like, learn how to play.
And that's the thing. You know me. You guys both know me. If this were any other time, pre-Myrtle, if I found out I was doing a Madden tournament, I would stay up all night playing Madden the night before so that I would like at least kind of know what I'm doing. And then I could I'm bad, but you know, see how it went. I didn't have a second to myself. I found out at 2:30 in the afternoon that they needed me to play at 3:30 in the afternoon. And I had a puppy for 2 days. And so I was like, okay, let me take my dog outside, make sure that she goes both so that she might not go during it. Which she did. Again, these are the little blessings that I was like, ah, everything's working. Came inside, didn't have time to do my hair or makeup. Just had to do it. And I did it. And I'm not very good at Madden, but I'm better than
spoilers.
I know, but I'm better than I could be. That's all I'll say. I got
You're
to
better than you could be.
I got to play against one or
I don't know if that's grammatically correct.
I'm better than I could be. Could have been. I better than I. I'm be- I had a glass of wine.
Hey, speaking of which, can you grab the bottle that's in the fridge that's open and just walk that?
Just walk that on over. I chill my red wine.
I wish Ray could deliver me.
Monsieur.
I wish I had any person who would bring me
a thing.
You
have a fridge right next to you.
That's true. I forgot about the fridge right next to me.
It's literally next to you, Jay.
But there's no seltzers in there. There's just beer.
Oh.
What?
There's no seltzer. There's just beer. So,
I played either a game, two games, or
three games, four games, five games.
Who's to say? But I will say I played against, pretty impressive person.
Wow.
It's really hard to talk about without being able to talk about it.
Just be like, tune in this weekend if it airs and if
yeah,
not,
tune
I'll
in.
Tell you about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, tune into it. Go look it up.
You
or
should,
don't.
I don't know. It's
when
fun.
When it comes out, maybe.
I don't know how good of TV. It's going to be great TV. I don't know how good of TV it is. It's really
We're
tough
all
to play.
We're going to find out together.
Are you tired or are you so stressed out?
Yes. No, I am tired. I haven't slept in days.
Again, audio medium, but Ashley has yawned like 16 times consecutively to the point where I'm like, you should see a doctor. And you can't.
No, I can't. Austin's been coming into my room at night. Yeah.
How's he dealing with the quarantine?
Not well. Yeah, it's going really, really poorly. We don't need to bring the whole thing back down.
We don't. No, we're not bringing it down.
Article today that was very helpful that was like, why is your child acting like a baby? And it was this whole like scientific thing about how kids, young kids in particular, but also like, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, like when they're stressed or have anxiety, they like regress and like need to be comforted and go back to like behaviors that they've grown out of. So like kids who are totally potty trained will have a bunch of accidents. Kids who sleep perfectly through the night will like want to come in bed with you, which he never used to do. But now every single night we'll come in our bed and we've been like trying to get him back into his, which is like, has just been hours of either like fights or me holding him or like whatever. And it's just been going on for, I don't know the length of my entire life. It's hard to gauge.
Yeah.
But it's because like, or they'll like throw these meltdown tantrums that you're like, what are you doing? You've never been like this before. And like, you get angry and frustrated because you think you're being a bad parent. But it's actually like, that's just how they, how like the stress manifests with them. It's the same thing with dogs in a way. Like, I know people get weird about comparisons between dogs and kids, but
you're
like,
not saying your kids
dogs
a dog.
Pick up on everything. Mm-hmm. Like your body language, your, like your moods, like they know something's wrong. And like, I have felt stir crazy because I haven't been allowed to leave the house, but like also neither has my kid.
Yeah.
Like he hasn't
and he just like, he essentially in like the timeline of his life, he just learned about the outside world and he's like,
yeah,
he likes it. And so now he's like, what about that thing? Why don't I get that again?
So it's been good. It's that article helped because I was just super frustrated, and feeling like he was being a jackass. But really now that I know it's a stress thing, it like makes me want to comfort him more. And the suggestions are, to actually like go over the top and baby them in a way that like you wouldn't have, or like entertain that behavior in a way that you wouldn't have before because that's what they need. But it's just meant it, like now that approach has helped my brain, but it's been a really,
but like you really can also, like you should also acknowledge that like your adult brain thought that part of his life was over. And so you logically moved on to the next part. And so now I know that you're saying like, I recognize that it's okay that he's doing this. And I recognize that stress. You also need to recognize that like the stress that comes to you from having to go back to a part of your life you thought was over with taking care of this kid has to be wild.
Well, it's honestly the like, the not sleeping through the night is hard once you've been able to sleep through the night to then go back to not sleeping through the night is like, oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
You forget how hard it is to not sleep. But the level of like anger in his tantrums, like before he used to be like, oh, here's the thing that made you mad. I get it. And I have to coach you out of being a jerk because you can't get what you want. You're not being a brat. Mm. You know, like I'm parenting you. Now it's like there are things like when we were earlier, when you're like, can we do the pod? And I was like, no. He was just flipping out and there wasn't a reason. Like he didn't know why.
Yeah.
It was just, he was just so full of, and he's up all night too, trying to run back and forth between our bedrooms. So it's like, he's exhausted and stressed out. And it's like these like violent, horrible outbursts where he says things that you're like, if you're a human and you said that to me, I would never talk to you again. And I guess technically as a human, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just, man, has it been brutal, just brutal.
I mean, I think it's probably tough too, because like it's kind of like what Katie was saying about how the dog can't talk back. But like at that age, like even though he might not be reading the news, he's definitely absorbing the like amount of fear in what's going on with this.
Yeah,
and like not just the like I can't go outside anymore, but like understanding that like there's a crisis going on outside of these walls, and like. It's scary and terrifying and you can't even begin to fathom it because you don't have the words for it. That must be really, really hard.
It's like, he knows something's wrong. And I think he knows when Steve and I are getting like really frustrated with him. Like in this today's like tantrum, he was like freaking out and like, I could hear him. I just gave him space and like left him in his room and he was crying going like my family, like my mommy, my daddy. And I like, was heartbroken and I went in there to be like, I'm here, it's okay. And he's like, no, get away. I don't want to see you. Leave me alone.
Oh
like,
my God.
Saying, oh I can't. My God. What the? And like, I just sat on the couch and he was like, he would like come poke his head around the door. And if I tried to look at him or engage him or give him a hug, he's like, no, I don't want to. But he kept like creeping closer to me.
Oh.
It's so bizarre. Like he wanted to be near, like it was, I don't know. I'm like sweating. I just, it's like
that
I don't,
sounds impossible. It's impossible.
There's no way to deal with it besides falling off your chair. I'm really sweating so much. I'm gonna open this window.
I think you should. Oh, I thought you were gonna open a beer.
Well, I already drank my whole one. I'm gonna have another one. But
do you want to go get another one? Do you want to take a break and get another one?
Oh, that feels better. Maybe I'm going through
menopause. Katie and I will bet on what
you're
kind
not
of beer
going
you
through
get.
Menopause. Your life
it's gonna
is
going to be the same. It's going to be the
intense.
Same one that I just drank. Jay, is that wind really crappy for the audio? Can you hear me?
It's okay.
I hear nothing.
Oh, that feels so much better.
I hear a little bit of it, but oh my God, it's okay.
Laughing. My air conditioning broke yesterday,
it, right?
So I'm in the same.
Right,
I'm
listeners?
Same
oh my God.
You know, they're like, remember the sports you guys talked about for 5 minutes?
We'll get there. I used to obviously, I'm on the fifth floor, so my apartment stays warm throughout the year. I've never had to turn my heat on. I have my air conditioning on every day. Like I keep it on all year round. I usually would leave for work, turn it off, come home, turn it on. My air conditioner is old and I've needed to get it fixed. Now at this point, I can't get it fixed because they're not really doing that anymore. It's not really an essential service. Yeah. I've had it on every day nonstop. And I was like, oh, my bill's probably going to be nuts. But what I didn't realize was that if it broke, we were going to be screwed. So it's also starting to get nice
did
outside.
It?
Well, it didn't.
Did it break?
It did a thing that it does a lot that I normally know the like way to fix it. So I'm like in the trying to fix it period. It takes a little bit to decide if it worked or not. So it's off right now. It's been off all day. And so that's why, I mean, the wine is helping, but the cheeks are very red and I had my door open, but we closed it because A, it would have been too loud and B, she don't like it very much, but you know, everybody's, we're all doing great. I meant to tell you actually earlier today or maybe yesterday. Oh, I hear the wind now.
Yeah,
but it's okay. No. Hey, it's making
we'll
you happy
it a little bit.
It's making
we'll
you
a little bit.
Happy.
I'm just less sweaty.
Yesterday, I had a moment with Myrtle where, and I've kind of already said this, but I wanted to say this to you specifically. I wished that there was a word. You know, they always say like, I said it on the last podcast that like, there's so many words for snow in certain languages. Like, I wish we had different ways, different words for sorry that weren't just sorry. Because I was like, I should say to Ashley, I need a word that means like, I thought I understood and I didn't. Because like the thing I'm in now with Myrtle and the thing she's like unlocked in my brain is like all the times that you were like, this is happening with my dog. This is happening with my kid. And I was like, oh my God, I get it. I get it. I didn't get it. I had no idea. I thought I did. And now I'm like, oh, I can see why I would have to cancel on something. And not that I think I've really tried not to be like, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. Because nothing's more important than your children and your dog. But like, I don't think I understood how much, even if like we canceled the thing and it was totally fine and everything's okay, I didn't understand the lasting effect that you still were dealing with whatever that was that happened. Like, I thought I understood, like, I'm understanding of Ashley's life and how difficult it is. And I didn't understand if I had Myrtle and a kid or like Myrtle and, you know what I mean? It is like, even when she goes through her stuff, that moment's hard, but the afterwards of like mentally going back to normal for me is, I realized like, man, you didn't mean what, not well by, you know what I mean? I tried to mean well by understanding your situation, but I'm realizing now how completely off I was in thinking I knew what you were going through, or at least it wasn't empathy in the way that I'd been through it, but I thought I was sympathetic, and I'm realizing now I didn't get it at all.
That is not something you have to say sorry for.
I know, but I am.
Nobody can understand. Like, we've said this, I think we say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Everybody's going through the stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody has something, and that is the most real and extreme thing in that person's life. And it doesn't diminish what you're going through if someone else is going through something different or something that you perceive to be harder. That is what it is. Everybody's got something. And yeah, we should all be understanding of everybody, because nobody can truly appreciate or understand what everybody's going through, you know?
Yeah,
like Jay's trapped with two couples and
God, like I did That's not know got. That Jay. That is the grapefruit of all seltzer. Of them. I mean, not the best. Yeah. It was a variety. So
that's the thing. Is like that was the best flavor. There's one we have designated a grocery store person. That's the person who goes to the grocery store. He wears the mask. He picks out the things. You live and die by the grocery store person. I am not the grocery store person.
Oh, it's so frustrating not being the grocery seltzers. Store person.
Can we talk about that? Why aren't you the grocery store person? Seltzers.
You know, I don't really have a reason for it. It's not my house. It's his house. It's like, it's
yeah,
the,
but he's just, in a couple. Not, what you should be able to go out on these excursions on
you
your
mean,
own.
Oh, cause I'm the one who would be like isolated.
Yeah. Yeah, like you guys have your couple time and I'll go to the grocery store. No, I don't mean expendable. I just mean like, let me do it. I'll get the stuff I like because you guys get to like each other when I'm going to bed alone.
Yeah. And the only thing I have to like is the food.
Yeah. So if you bring back shitty food, like that guy gets to like his it's food and his girlfriend. True. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Like, put them on the phone. So let me talk to them. I have some choices.
Seriously. So anyway, they got the sampler pack, which famously, the sampler pack, the reason they sell Rookie the sampler pack
is because not everybody likes it.
It's because they got flavors they got to offload that they don't like.
But what's the best flavor in the pack?
I want to say the grapefruit is the best version.
Okay, because I was
going to
say house rule, because look, we're all dealing with this new economy of the world of like, oh, what's valuable and what's not. What's valuable to you is new house rule. You guys have people. I get the best in the variety pack. You guys get people. I get the last cupcake. I get the best in the variety pack.
I lucked out with...
You get the stuff that they would normally want.
Because they all of the couples on Sunday night were like, we're going to not drink all week long. And I was like, great. I'm going to have
I'm
going to
drink twice. I'm going to drink
probably
double.
Go bad. I'll finish it
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you know what? I totally respect your guys' decision
totally
to be sober.
Cool.
And I love sober quarantine for you. But I'm going to make sure this stuff doesn't go bad. Because what a waste of our money in this economy. Chug.
Yeah, I'm going to be drinking that. So that was like, I was like, listen. I'm not going to join you guys on that journey. Bless, but no thank you.
Bless up, you know? sports-wise, Christian McCaffrey.
grapefruit seltzer it is. It's fine. It's going to get the job.
$64 million.
I mean, it is a lot of money.
That's a lot of dollars.
It's a lot of money. And you guys both know I get very uncomfortable talking about athletes' contracts because I live in a world and have a job in which people have discussed my contract and how much money I make. And my point has always been, if it's what the market dictates, you can't criticize it. The thing with football that I now have to like reconcile, because I did Highly Quarantined today, and this was a question, was like, Christian McCaffrey, are the Panthers making a big mistake? The thing with football that makes it different from such and such network pays such and such person such money is there is a salary cap, obviously. So you have a set amount of money, and you have to spend it wisely. So if the question is, was this a wise decision for the Panthers? I think pretty unanimously the answer is a no. Because if you look at other running backs who have been similar to Christian McCaffrey in terms of production and age, et cetera, who then got big contracts, they've fizzled out. And what we've learned is that running back, while a valuable position and weirdly a very valuable fantasy position because of the shallowness of the position, in terms of building your franchise around a running back, it doesn't matter. There have been franchises with fantastic running backs who finish, you know, in terms of like the entire season. I keep saying in terms of because I've been drinking wine and I notice myself repeating the same phrases. But like, you can have a fantastic running back who has an incredible record season and you're like 25th in the league. You can have like 19 running backs who are all nobodies and you can come in first. Like the running back position in terms of value to where you finish at the end of the season is unfortunately pretty low. And so to give this much money and this long of like, you know, 4-year extension. I believe there's also an option, but I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't know. I haven't looked at my phone. It's a lot of money for obviously an incredibly, incredibly talented and valuable person. But if you look at, you know, people will say, you know, he drops into the slot a lot. He's a slot receiver, essentially. A couple, I think it's only like a difference of, it's less than 20 times that Austin Ekeler from the Chargers has been a slot receiver. And he just signed a deal for like $6 million a year, which is it's like a steal compared to McCaffrey.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say though, like having parted ways with Cam, the Panthers now need
he's
McCaffrey.
Their franchise player.
He's like,
they need a centerpiece.
Don't get him. You got nobody. Yeah.
But I'm saying,
I think if you're trying to draw, like lure another
valuable
quarterback there.
Yeah.
They want that.
Also,
they want that player who's multifaceted, who can be your running back or your receiver.
And like all your points, I think are correct, Katie. But like Christian McCaffrey is the special running back.
But we've said that. We said that about Le'Veon Bell. We said Le'Veon Bell should sit out for a year and get the money that he thinks he's owed. And look now, like it's just a position.
Well,
that
he played for the Jets. That's a totally unfair
it
situation.
It is and it is,
but he's going to be on. He's playing for McCaffrey's playing for Carolina. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we saw
Carolina
Gurley.
You
see it a lot. It happens a lot. And yes, there's multiple variables, but like you're right that some of the value is in new coach, new offensive coordinator. Got rid of Cam. They've got Teddy. Like, it's everything's changing and new. You want something that's like, here's our centerpiece. But I think that the statistics show that making your centerpiece a star running back, while it may attract more talent in terms of signing contracts, in terms of if he ends up continuing to be the main part of your team, it does not guarantee you success in a way that you wish that it would. And I think what we're all saying is like, I wish it would. I wish talent and being like an exceptional otherworldly talent was enough. But what we've seen, if you're just purely looking at numbers, it's not for running back.
It's interesting too, because it applies outside of football. Like if you look at organizations, that's the same that like you were saying about talent contracts. They don't have salary caps, but like you might have the most talented person in your organization, but if you don't have the team around them to make them talented, then they won't succeed as well.
Or if you don't, you know, use them properly.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
is a thing I've
heard. It's an audio medium, but we're all smiling.
No,
what? That's a good note, Jay. That's a good
I wasn't smiling. My dog did something cute, so that's why I smiled. Yeah. I have no
idea. Your dog sleep. We can all see your dog asleep.
Okay, not all, just the two of you.
Maybe I'm going to post this whole pod video on the
You know what? So go for it. I don't even care.
Now that I've said that, you're going to come for me with blood.
I don't know. How does the internet
even Reddit? Just put it on the Reddit.
They would be fine with it. I saw a lot of people after our Zoom call thing say like, Jay, post the full 3 hours. As if people, I'm like, what you guys don't realize is like, we can't post the whole 3 hours because like, we know you guys would watch it. The people who are on it don't want to, they were ambushed. We ambushed, if you put it in its plainest terms, we ambushed a bunch of very famous people. And so the stuff we showed you is the stuff that was like, look, we're not going to make anybody look like, nobody did anything bad, but also like, I wouldn't want a thing, whatever. I'm drinking.
We are going to put a little bonus clip on Facebook.
As we should. Look that up. I wish we could put all of it on the internet, but we can't.
We can't.
Also worth saying, here in the pod. Hey guys, not in case you're just joining us. If you've been here forever and you're like a trustworthy, wonderful friend, just know that I thought that wasn't going to work. That was an idea that, you know, Jay and Ashley can attest to. We've been kind of workshopping for a week that I was like, man, I think I said it on the podcast. I was like, I don't want to do this thing. I couldn't figure out how to really make it work. And I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ask my ESPN friends. And then we were going to ask all of our famous friends. But I went into it being like, I had a really long day. I'm going to pour myself my first glass of quarantine wine, and I'm going to, we'll just see how it goes. And if it doesn't go well, that's okay. And then I think when Lin-Manuel, no, probably when Dwayne Wade joined, because Dwayne Wade joined with a name that was not Dwayne Wade. And all the boxes are so small, you can't really see any, you're kind of like squinting at it. You couldn't really tell who was joining. And then when I realized it was Dwayne Wade, I was like, uh-oh, I got too drunk. Dwayne Wade was when I was like, I wish I didn't drink all that wine. And then the rest of the call, I think, is just me going, who brought you? Because I got drunk in the first hour. But again, that's a little pod exclusive. Don't tell anybody because I could get yelled at for that. But I thought it was going to be a mistake and that it wasn't going to work out. So I haven't been drinking in this quarantine, and I drank that night, and it opened the floodgates, let me just say. But the drunkest I've been in the entire quarantine so far, as of what's today? What's the date? April 14th. Oh, tomorrow's tax day, but not really. The drunkest I've been the entire quarantine was the Zoom call. And every famous person that joined, I was like, I wanted to be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's my show. I'm so sorry.
Wait.
It was great.
Did you see the Wall Street Journal article?
Nope. I can already say no. No, I did not.
It's pretty funny.
It alleges that the 49ers losing the Super Bowl probably actually saved lives.
Oh, because let me guess. I see this it in the doc, but I'm not going to read. Go. Let me guess. Because I'm dating a hypochondriac. I'm dating a hypochondriac 49ers fan. The first round of the playoffs, I want to say, he was flying to San Francisco to go to a game. And he was like, this was when, and I tweeted it, so there's proof. This was when I think there was like one confirmed or like two confirmed COVID-19 cases. And he was like, should I not go to San Francisco? I'm freaking out about going to the airport and getting this sickness. And I was like, you friggin' loser. It's like a very rare thing. It was big in China. We're going to be fine here. And I tweeted when it said like, confirmed case in San Francisco, I said, like, shout out to all my brothers and sisters who are dating hypochondriacs in this trying time, because they were freaking out. Is it because if it had happened in if the Super Bowl was in – no, it wouldn't have been the Super Bowl. If more rounds of the – what's the – go ahead. Oh, the parade, I bet.
The parade, yeah. If they had won, the parade would have been in San Francisco at a time when it was there, but it wasn't like – oh, is this a 7 o'clock cheer?
I was just going to say it's 7 o'clock and it's very loud outside. Yeah. Have they started doing car alarms in your neighborhood?
No, thank God.
Oh my God.
Woo!
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in New York, but let's...
I'm not in New York either.
Do you guys not do it? Do you guys not do it where you are, Jay?
We do it.
I don't... They haven't been doing it here, but... Gosh, do these people deserve it? They're working
100%,
like crazy
saving
so many lives.
And that being said, the nature, the point of the 7 o'clock cheer and clap is that we are rooting for these people who are doing an insane, insane thing. The point is not to make as much noise as possible. It's for everyone in the neighborhood. I'm holding treats. I know I look like a weirdo. Is for everyone in the neighborhood to give it up. And I love that. What I don't love is that people have interpreted as at 7 o'clock, we go buck wild and make any noise we can. I live across from a parking lot and people have decided that at 7 o'clock, they're going to set off their car alarms. And what I don't get, and I'm not a healthcare professional, but if I were, I bet just like every other human, the sound of a car alarm is awful and annoying, and it means something bad is happening. So I just wish that we would continue cheering. Oh, Ash, your people keep it going way longer than Hoboken. Hoboken stops at like 7:02 and a half. They're like, we're done. But the only thing that lasts forever are the car alarms. They just keep them going. And I'm like, that's not actually
that's
paying. It's like your intention is correct, but the way you're doing it is completely wrong. It's like my dad and my mom. My mom tells my dad, I hate jewelry. I hate tennis bracelets. I hate all of it. Any gift you get me for Christmas, I'm going to love. Just don't get me jewelry. And my dad is like, I'm going to get her the nicest tennis bracelet. And he gives it to my mom. And my mom's like, I don't want to be a jerk and be mad at you for buying me this very expensive thing, but I specifically told you I didn't want a tennis bracelet. You know what I mean? And when somebody does something
so
nice
hard
for
when
you.
People don't listen. You know? Just like, you don't want to make too much noise. It's about
cheering.
Where did
that flare come?
What's wrong?
And clap. I'm just setting off my air horn for the doctors.
It's beautiful. That works for me. That works for
Damn
me.
Damn it, I was trying
give
to
the doctors
no.
a fwah, 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 fwah.
It didn't even work, because if I were a doctor, which clearly I am not, I would love to hear a fwah, 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 fwah in my honor. What I wouldn't want is, And so I tweeted it the other day. I tweeted it the other day that, like, when we go back to being a society, can we all agree it should be one without car alarms? And I realized in reading my replies, I have got city privilege. City privilege in the sense that, like, in a town, in a suburb, a car alarm going off means a car is being stolen. It's crazy for the three of us to even consider that being a possibility. Because in the city, a car alarm going off means a dog barked too loud, somebody leaned on a car, or another car alarm went off. Car alarms being set off by other car alarms makes me want to burn the world down. Because like I said, I live across from a parking lot, and I've heard a million car alarms. I've never seen a single person rush outside to see if their car is being stolen. Everyone just goes, oh, whose car alarm is that? Even if it's your own, your first reaction is, oh, God, somebody make it stop. I hate car alarms.
That's true.
I would like some statistics, some hard math on how many car alarms have worked. That's all I'm saying. Mm. I just want to see how many times a car alarm has stopped a theft from happening.
You don't know, right?
That's what TSA
says.
You know what? I really don't buy it from TSA, but I'm definitely not buying it from the car alarm industry. I think if we all were worried our cars were going to be stolen all the time, especially in cities where you can just peek out your window and check on it, we would check on it more and care about it more than if we thought our car alarm will go off. Also, everyone's car alarm sounding the same doesn't make sense if you think about it logically. Everyone should have a unique car alarm so that they know which car
name.
Is theirs.
It should be like Katie, your ring, Katie.
My,
Katie.
Yes. It's a great example, Ashley, because when I hear somebody's when I'm in an airport, I'm like, is that my phone or is that your phone? Is that your phone or is it my? Because we all have that default ringtone.
We used to have ringtones.
I wish we could.
Though.
I mean, I guess we could.
But the thing is, now you can still change it. The reason that, like, I think other people's phones are my phone is my fault because I haven't gone in and picked my own ringtone. With a car alarm, it's like you can't pick your own car alarm. You get the car alarm that's programmed. And I don't think that's fair. So I think we should either get rid of them or, hi, I'm Katie Nolan. And I think that every person should have their own unique individual car alarm or be able to change their car alarm if they want to. Vote for me. It's an audio medium, but I took a big sip of
Can we, can you,
she gets like the shoulder.
If you,
I love it.
If you can add in eliminating daylight savings time to your platform, I'm definitely
yes.
Arizona yes. hears you and raises you the fact that they already did that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm so going to play baseball there. Let's go. Oh, we're all moving to Arizona.
What a transition. Should we do another ad read?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do another ad read.
And then we'll wrap it up soon. We said today wasn't going to be a 3-hour pod, but I think what happens, especially at this point, is we're like, oh God, I'm talking to somebody who like gets me and isn't who I'm stuck here with.
It's nice.
This week's podcast is also brought to you by Coors Light, who we have sang a lot about recently. I think this week we should just like talk about them. And so, Ashley, how would you like me to talk about our sponsor, Coors Light, who we love so much?
Okay. Could you tell us about Coors Light as if you were a college professor giving a lecture via Zoom? But unfortunately, she keeps getting interrupted by her husband.
May I ask a follow-up question?
No. No, you may not.
That's a good answer.
It's a terrible... I'm going to do it anyway. Is he naked? Like, is he in a compromising position?
That, I believe, can be left to your discretion as the artist.
Well, and thank you for respecting my artistry as I do whatever this is. I'm just going to wait for everybody to come in. Hi, it's me, Katie Nolan, the professor of the Coors Light class. If you're here for any other class, you have joined the wrong Zoom link. So I'm going to give us a couple seconds here. I see, hello, Sharon. Sharon's here. Hello, Steve. Okay, so we've got a couple people. If my let me switch to gallery view here real quick. Okay, I see 16 of you, so we're waiting for just 4 more. I bet Austin's not going to get here till about 10 minutes from now. Am I right, everybody? Okay, make sure your mics are muted. It's important that you laugh, and I see you laughing, but I don't need to hear it because our Wi-Fi connections are all very different. Okay, I see almost everyone is here now, so I'm just going to get started. Guys, do you ever feel like you're always on? That was a rhetorical. You don't need to raise your hand, Jay. Thank you. You can.
Sorry.
I'm going to put your hand down. Do you ever feel like you need to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? Rhetorical. My favorite way to chill is simple. I just crack open a Coors Light. Now, this is going to be on the test. I'm saying that because I feel like if I were you at home, I'd be zoning out until I hear my professor say, this is going to be on the test. Let's crack out those notebooks or whatever you guys do nowadays to keep notes. There is only one beer. Again, that's one beer out there that's literally and it's like, hello, am I cutting out? You're all frozen. Okay, there you are. I said there's one beer that's made to chill. Literally, it's Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles. That's mountains, and the cans, bottles and cans, my bad. Bottles and cans, they even turn blue when your beer is cold. So when your beer is cold, what do? Don't say it out loud. Think it to yourself. That's right. They turn blue. That way you always know when it's time to chill. Now is also a good time to let you know I can see your video feeds as well. And so if you want to make sure you're not in the restroom, just a general note that we can see you. And so just like be mindful of that, you know, and everyone else be mindful of the fact that it's natural. It's natural, and it's not something we need to bully about or tweet about, especially not with a hashtag. Where was I? Okay. So when you need to hit reset.
Honey. Yeah, no, I would love to get into this. I'm just I'm on a chat right now with my class.
Sorry. When you need to hit reset, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment. It's made to chill. If the pace of things is where
I just said, I can talk about this and I understand. I don't want to take away your agency. I don't want to rob you of your agency. And I completely understand where you're coming from. And this is an argument you're going to have. And I want to be respectful of your right to have it. But what I'm saying to you right now is we have an audience of about 30. Austin did check in. So 31 people. And I'm going to need to, can we fight about this?
Math is hard.
Mortal Kombat style later.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry. I was just itching my back. So if the pace of things is wearing you down, take a moment, pause, refresh yourself,
you know, like shower maybe once. I was doing my job.
And when you choose to turn off, reach for the one beer that's made to chill. Coors Light is brewed with a 3-step cold process. Whenever I do this with my hands, guys, it's a good sign you should take out those pens and that paper because I'm going to number things and that just makes your notes easier.
They like when I talk to them like that. You're not the teacher of this class. So why don't you, instead of giving me notes, why don't you let me do my job and you do your job, which is what again? That's right. Ooh. Unemployed. So why don't you just leave me alone?
Jeez.
I would like to have this conversation with you in a way that isn't combative, and I can't do that right now because I'm in a combative place. So what I need you to do is, thank you.
3-step cold process. Cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. Again, cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. And so it's actually made to chill. I've said that now twice. Another good sign it'll be on the test. The mountains on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans turn blue when chilled to perfection. You know, born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light's refreshing. It's crisp. I'm doing the hand thing again. Refreshing, crisp, only 102 calories. What 3 perfect bullet points? That's why Coors Light is the one I choose as opposed to being the one I'm stuck with when I need a moment of chill. So when you want to reset, reach for the beer that's made to
It's in the fridge. Yeah, it's behind the beer. Yeah, it's right in the back.
So reach for the beer that's made to chill. You can have Coors Light delivered by going to. That's important because I know you're all stuck out there and need a drink. Right, Christine? But you can get it delivered. Just go to get.coorslight.com and find local delivery options near you. Celebrate responsibly. That's number one. Coors Light Brewing Company. That's number two. Golden, Colorado. That's number three. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I'm going to – class dismissed. I know it's only been a couple minutes, but I need a Coors Light. So bye, everybody. Thank you. Okay. Turn off your video before you take your pants off. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And my Coors Light is empty.
That went to a –
That was specific.
My husband was interrupting me. I'm trying to do my job. He needs to respect me as a woman.
That's fair.
Here's a question. Did anybody watch The Bachelor Listen to Your Heart?
No. I have a follow-up question. Did either of you watch The Challenge?
I did.
Yes!
Okay, I did.
I want to talk about it.
I've watched 2 episodes.
Yeah, that's all there is.
Okay, right? I didn't know. I have no idea actual timelines versus my timeline.
Yeah, I think there's 2. Do you want to give us a challenge update?
Doodly-doo?
Yeah. Like, maybe more intense. Doodly-doo. Doodly-doo.
Challenge.
Doodly-doo.
That feels right.
Hi.
I'm Katie Nolan. And this.
Hi.
And this is the challenge. Jay, have you watched it?
Are you going to?
God. It completely slipped my mind. I'm so sorry.
No. Left. Don't be sorry.
I left this podcast being pumped to go watch the challenge, and then it like walked out of this room and immediately forgot.
Keep talking about that. I'm going to give Myrtle a treat because she's crying, and I know why. So give me 1 second. You guys, Phil, just Phil.
Hi.
So what happened on the challenge?
Well, we have to wait till Katie gets back because she's
so.
She did text me. I hope she says something about PEMDAS because she texted me about it and it made me laugh very hard. I'll remind her if she does that. But I did hear.
I'm frozen right now, so whatever you're saying is probably great.
Part of the ABC what are we talking? What are we talking about?
I did hear that Listen to Your Heart was really bad.
Yeah, so that's what I think. We're just not going to watch it.
I heard it was really bad.
So hi, I'm Katie Nolan.
Hi.
Whittle wheel. I'm Katie Nolan, and welcome to the challenge, Total Madness update. Flames. There's flames. I know it's an audio medium, but there's flames flying out of my guitar right now. So lots to talk about. I've missed a couple seasons of the challenge, so I don't know what's happened between.
That was quite a yawn, and maybe you could wait till I'm done.
She's already bored. So I've missed what happened between the first season that they made it international. I don't remember what. I think that was 30, but I could be wrong because we're on 36 now, and I feel like I haven't missed 6 seasons, but who knows. So basically, this season, it's total madness. TJ seems like he's really, you know, TJ has always been, TJ Lavin, he's the host. He's always been like, I don't like people who don't try. I don't like people who just skate by. I don't like it. So he's really leaning into that this season. And so the first challenge that they have is, you gotta do this thing. And if you don't do it fast enough, TJ's gonna eliminate people by driving a tank over them. Which is a level of, participation by TJ that we don't normally see. And, so that happens. TJ gets really involved. Bananas is there. CT is there. Wes is there. Trying to think of other people you would know if you're a challenge person. Who's the girl I'm trying to think of that's,
Nani,
thank you. And, you know, we've got that British blonde woman who ends all of her sentences talking
Melissa?
Up. Melissa is her name. And she's here on Melissa. The challenge. It is Melissa. And she's on the challenge. And she's pretty sure that everything's going to be fine. And she's really, it's crazy. It's crazy.
That's crazy how she good, talks. That impression.
Kyle is just really difficult. And I'm not sure what he's going for. And so I'm just trying my best. And I think I'm pretty talented. And so I just need to prove it to all the people when I'm on the gauntlet.
Oh, my God.
She ends all of her sentences up. It's infuriating. Wow.
Jay, you really need to look up how good that is so that you can appreciate
it. I'm going to watch the show.
Just write it down for an ad read.
In my alone time.
So she's there. Kyle's there. Kayla is there. Mm-hmm. I can't stand Kayla. And I really want to like her, but I don't. There's a bunch of people I don't recognize, but that are called vets, which means that they must have been on seasons before, in between the last one I watched and this one. One of them, or maybe that girl's new. Who's the girl that Wes and Bananas give the pep talk to about how to give her speech? And then
she's new. She was from The Amazing Race.
Yeah. She was from The Amazing Race because she sure doesn't seem like she knows what she's doing. She's super hot.
Yes.
Super, super attractive. Her body super is like, hot. Oh man, why is a your Wonder body Land. Like that? How is it? Yes. Why is your body a Six Flags? I don't understand.
Body is Six Flags.
But she, dipping dots and everything. But she, so there's a lot of people that you recognize, a couple people that you don't. They basically find out that this year, instead of living in like some grandiose, wonderful house, they're in like a bunker. And they've got these like very, military looking bunks, but there's also this like pretty cool space, but it's underground. And so like these people are not going to get any sunlight, which you might not think is a big deal, but
they're
there's
like
never,
us.
Yeah, there's never been a deficiency of D on the challenge.
Wow.
And this may be the first time we deal with that. Speaking of an abundance of D, this season we see Bananas and Wes, who have always been head-to-head. They've always been rivals. We see them kind of teaming up. It's very much, spoiler alert, it's very much Billions, the season that Axe and What's-His-Face team up. It's very much that. Where, like, the two bad ones, or the two, like, enemies, rivals forever, become, like, let's work together and see what we can do. I like it less than...
It's the heroes-villains season.
Yes. I like it less than even that, which I didn't
good
like.
12-year-old reference.
It was really good. I like it less than even that because when it happened in Billions, I was like, I don't really buy it. When it happened on this show, I was like, Wes just acted like a child and was dumb and too angry. And Bananas, who's very calculated, was like, let's be friends. And I wish that that didn't happen. Either way, they're now friends. And then there was Ash. I'm too drunk for this. There was a the twist was that if you're not in a elimination, you can't make it to the final, which I know they say is unprecedented and it's the first time, but I'm pretty sure. And I will go back and fact check. There was a season that happens exclusively on an island. It was very Survivor-esque, so I would guess that it happened around when Survivor became popular, where they all got marooned on an island, and you had, in order to get into, I guess you didn't have to get into the final, but in order to be one of the people that was definitely in the final, you had to earn a key, and the way to earn a key was to take it from someone who had it, and to take it from someone who had it, it would take them on a final. But I think there are people who didn't have to go to, or not a final, a challenge. There are people who didn't go into an elimination that still made it to the end that just had to buddy up with somebody who, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Point is, unless you're in an elimination, you can't win. And so there was I'm going to get all the episodes mixed up. Point is, I texted Ashley because PEMDAS was not respected. Did you notice that when you watched it?
I did. They weren't so for those people who aren't super into math at home, there was like a math equation section of like the
And famously people on the challenge,
through.
People on the challenge are very bad at math, grammar, vocabulary, trivia in general, puzzles sometimes. It's just like a thing that's like you're either strong or you're smart. I know that's not real in real life, but on this show, it's a trope that holds up that you really need. And so when they do equations, they're usually, to a person watching at home, you're like, oh, that if it looks too easy, you're like, maybe there's something I'm missing. But most times, there isn't.
Yeah, so it's just a math equation that was just numbers in a row with plus, minus, divided by, multiplied by, blah, blah, blah. You had to get the, solve it, put that number somewhere, move on to the next part. But PEMDAS is what?
Oh, do you call it PEMDAS? That's fair. Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division,
addition, subtraction. So you're supposed to do the things in that order.
But on the internet, you'll see every now and then somebody will be like, solve this math problem. If you got 17, you're wrong. If you got 27, you're wrong. And so there's people who've been like, how is that not 17? It's 15 plus whatever. And then they go in order, like left to right. And then there's people, it happens like every couple years. And somebody goes, you're all forgetting about PEMDAS, which sounds a lot more fancy. You're all forgetting about order of operations, which is you got to go these, which is helpful in terms of when you learned exponents, that you were like, oh, I do the parentheses first, and then I raise it to the exponent. But whenever we got to the MDOS part of it, I was like, well, that it should go left to right for multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. So when I was watching it with Dan, I was like, this is the number that she's saying going to be wrong, because PEMDAS. And he was like, And did I just say DOS, even though I just told you it was hoity-toity sounding? PEMDAS.
You know what? I don't think it's meant to be said out loud.
And he was like, you're right. He was like, what are you talking about? And so I was like, oh, I'm like, the answer's actually going to be this. And then whoever it was said the answer and got the okay from TJ. And I was like, I overthought it. We're not using PEMDAS. We are just going just in order. And that just really speaks to the challenge and how little they care about that part of it, more about the physical challenge. But anyway, I'm not prepared to get the challenge update. It's just really good and we should all watch it.
It's good. You should watch it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to catch up and then next week I'll be able to hi, for real.
Hi. I'm going to watch it and take notes. When does the new episode come out? Hey, that's your bed. Okay, so I'm going to watch it and, like, take actual notes so I can give an update. And this is what I can actually promise I'll do as opposed to very Cavallari, because, boy, that very Cavallari one was tough to watch every week. And so I kind of bailed on it. But the challenge, man, it's back and it's better than ever.
Aw, Myrtle.
What's up, bitch? You can't be Birkin now. Oh, my gosh.
I wonder how she's going to like you singing.
She's going to hate it. Why do you bring that up?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like we have time for one more voicemail. But
you know what? Before we have time for one more voicemail, I feel like we need either erotic news of the week, or if you don't have one of those, I'll take French news of the week. Jay, which one do we have?
I prefer French if we get a choice.
So I did some soul searching this week, and everything that we once loved must come to an end, but new things also grow from those endings. From endings come beginnings, as Vitamin C once said.
What are you talking about? What is this for?
I think that we have seen the end of the erotic news of the week.
What?
Yes! And we'll now see the beginning of the French news of the week.
Yes!
I just...
Little blessing.
Really...
Little blessing.
Really think that's where we are as a society.
Oh, what a gift.
And so, without further ado... Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Say it back. Bonsoir. Bonsoir. Ça va?
Ça va. Oui, ça va.
Ça va, moi aussi.
Turn the music down a little bit.
Je m'appelle Katie. Elle s'appelle. Did you say je suis la jeune fille?
Yeah.
Bonsoir. My name is Jay Wolf. This is the French news of the week.
Hold on, time out really quick. How do you say wolf in French?
I am Jay Lu. And this is the French news of the week. You know, in France, we have very advanced scientists, and some of our scientists have made discoveries this week. This week, they discovered that smoking cigarette is good for you against COVID-19. They see that very, very few people who smoke cigarettes have acquired COVID-19, and therefore... It is actually better to be cigarette smoker against COVID-19 than not cigarette smoker. This is not paid for by the tobacco lobby. This is a French science. We are friends and we believe this. Now, of course, if you smoke and you get COVID-19, not good for you because you have bad lungs. But you do get to not get it as much if you smoke.
This is
a French scientist. His name was Jean-François Delfrasy.
I mean, so not French at all. Are you sure he's French?
And also, this was corroborated, this is a big English word I use sometimes, by Dr. Sandrine Baluzard, and she also believes this to be true. So, this is the French news of the week. I'm not saying you go smoke, don't start to smoke now, but if you do smoke, maybe you're better off against the COVID-19, we don't know.
We don't know. Au revoir. I'm going to say, France, I respect you and I believe in everything you're doing most of the time. Smoking is not better for you against COVID-19. I feel pretty confident that smoking is very bad for you. I also feel pretty confident as a person who once smoked, I would do anything to smoke a cigarette right now. Quarantine, nothing has made me want to go back to smoking like quarantine has. And again, just like that Frenchman just told you, don't do it, it's bad. But my God. Would I kill for a cigarette right now?
Well,
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Good. And don't ever. And to everybody out there, don't ever, ever ever do it, which I heard and I did it anyway. And now I'm like, boy, I sure wish I listened. So hello, fellow kids. It's me from that ad read before. don't do it because it's not good for COVID-19 or coronavirus. And also, I've met a lot of people recently, not recently, because we haven't met any people, but before quarantine that were like, yeah, I started vaping. Like I just started hitting a vape. And it's like, did you smoke before? And they're like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. It's bad. It's an addiction and it's very hard to get over it. And some of us are doing a great job, but they sure wish that they were.
Oh boy.
When you start feeling more stressed than you've ever felt in your life and you've done a really good job of getting rid of the thing you used to do when you felt stressed, but now the level of stress is so high, your first instinct in your body is like, go back, just like you were saying with Austin. You're like, go back to the last time I had a stress and this is what I did. It's like, my body's like, give me one of those things. Back then it was to help me get through that. That's nothing compared to this. So give me one of those things. For him, his thing is tantrums. For me, I'm like, oh my God. If I could just have one, just give me one, but I haven't and I'm never going to because it sucks and is bad for you. But boy, to people who pick them up now, I'm like, just don't, please just don't. It might make you feel good for a little bit, but it'll make you feel bad for a long, long, long time. Don't do it. Don't smoke. Not in an adult weird mom way, but like, just fucking don't do it. God, do I miss it? Okay. Yesterday, Myrtle ate the plastic cellophane top that you rip off of a pack of cigarettes that if you've ever smoked them, you're very familiar with. And even just taking that out of her mouth, I was like, of course. Of course the thing that was going to hurt my dog is the thing that – okay. Today's podcast, we have time for one more voicemail. We're all going nuts in quarantine. We have time for one more voicemail. Before we get to that, this podcast also brought to you by God every time.
There it is.
At least there's one consistency. And it's that I say, be me undies. But, podcast also brought to you by me undies. So
Ashley, I just literally can't do
shut
it.
Shut up. So Ashley, how do you want me to do it?
Well, I'm upset that Myrtle's not going to hear you sing, but in honor of Jay, who just went down a Weezer wormhole, can you sing us MeUndies to Say It Ain't So?
I sure can. And I'm happy to do it now that my roommate is gone. I can do it old times. Really,
bust it out.
You want me to do it on my phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because that worked. Okay. Here we go. Is that loud enough? Too loud? How do
it's
we great. Feel?
It's perfect.
Okay.
It's my jam.
Me undies. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's officially spring, which means it's officially spring cleaning time. Yes, that's a thing. And if you're not doing it, you should. Especially, God, it's going to go so slow. With your underwear drawer. And your relationship with toxic old tattered undies, and move on to a membership with the softest. Oh God, I messed it up already. Undies to ever. Grace your nethers of fresh new star for spring. Why would you need an undie membership? It's one of those songs where it all kind of sounds the same, so it's hard to know which verse. Is this Slip on the Telly?
Yeah.
Honestly, because it's fun, it's an easy way to give your future self. Present each month a membership from MeUndies is full of perks. Wow, wow. Like site-wide savings, early access, free shipping. And new ridiculous and soft undies delivered to your door each month. Building your undie collection makes your adult life easier. More undies equals less laundry. It is science. I love my soft undies. They are so great. They get delivered to my door. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. For many things. As a no-brainer, this is a no-brainer. Especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first order free shipping. And to get your 15% off your first order free shipping, a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Nolan. That's MeUndies.com/Nolan. No, don't clap for it. Again, that's one of those songs that you're like, am I in this verse or this verse? And I was in the wrong verse for most of it. Here's the thing. I'm glad Myrtle was gone because she would be barking so loud.
She'd be singing back up.
No, she'd be like, aah! Anyway, Jay, do we have time for one more voicemail? Let's hear it.
You know we do.
Hi, Katie, Ashley, and Jay. This is Emily calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. So my boyfriend and I just finished the Tiger King, and wow, that was quite a ride. So it got me thinking, if you could know the truth about one unsolved mystery, what would you want to know? And currently, I just gotta know what happened to Carol Baskin's husband. Like, I'm not convinced that she fed him to the tigers, but I'm also not convinced that she didn't. So yeah, anyways, hope y'all are staying safe and staying sane, and love you, mean it. Bye.
Emily, what a question.
But also, like, you do know what happened to Carol Baskin's husband. Let's be real.
In Tiger King, Carol Baskin, what's-his-face, Joe Exotic is like, she fed him to the tigers, and then later he's like, I can guarantee you he's buried next to whatever. Like, he conflicts his own story, so I understand why you're confused. Man, this is really tough. As a person who used to go real deep on, like true crime podcasts, there's a lot of unsolved mysteries I would like to know the answer to. I think if I could pick one, and I'm doing this off the top of my head because I don't know if I mentioned this, but I've adopted a puppy, so I haven't looked at my phone. I didn't prep for this.
You have?
The guy who jumped out of a plane. You know,
the guy who was in a plane
and he hijacked it and then he jumped out over certain, over like a place. You guys know he's like the most famous. It's like a initial last name. You guys talk amongst yourselves and I'll Google it.
A.A. Milne?
No,
that's the person who wrote Winnie the Pooh. I was like, no, that's actually, this is perfectly fitting because you thought of A.A. Milne and I thought of E.E. Cummings.
Why?
So everything makes sense.
Why'd I even get out of the plane today?
Clark. No, that's a burger place.
It's good. It's a good burger place. BB King.
No, guys, talk about yours.
Let's just name people with it. J.K. Simmons.
No!
J.K. Rowling.
R.L. Stein.
Oh, nice.
D.B. Cooper, dickheads. It was D.B. Cooper. I would like to know.
I've never heard that story before.
You've never heard of D.B. Cooper?
No. I'm going to Google it.
Okay, Google it later. What's your answer to the question?
Mine, there's just one question I need to know the answer to, and that is, what is the meaning of Stonehenge? It's one, fascinated by it.
Really?
It is. It absolutely is. I want to know how it got there. I want to know why it's there. I want to know everything about it. It also brought back a video to my life from several years ago that you should go look up. Just type in, I don't know how to pronounce it, Y-L-V-I-S. I pronounce it like Elvis in my head, like Yelvis. I don't know how to actually say it. Stonehenge, and enjoy. It's this comedian who sings. Do you remember, Katie, do you remember the music video?
I know one of those.
What does the fox say? What does a fox say?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same dude made a video about Stonehenge.
What?
It makes me laugh, and I recommend it to everyone. That's it. That's my answer.
You've never recommended it to me, but all right.
Well, just now because I forgot it existed. I made Jay watch it before the pod.
It was good. No, I had an answer, and then I was like, I also kind of want to change my answer to what is the meaning of Stonehenge. I think I really like remember staying up wide awake listening to Serial Season 1 because I really just wanted to know
if Adnan did it or not. That's
and
a good
I think
one.
I would want to know if Adnan did it or not.
Or if what it was do you Jay. Think?
I don't think he did it, but I think he was involved.
Huh.
That's
all
my
right.
gut feeling.
You think he like, was the J of the real story?
Maybe.
It's very confusing.
And that
Jay
was
life.
The Adnan?
Maybe.
That's fair. It's also the. What about the little girl who went on vacation with her family and they went back and checked on the kid every few.
Oh. Were you going to say JonBenet Ramsey?
No, that one I would also love to know. But no, this one was. More recent than that. It was like they went, a bunch of families went on vacation together and then like they left their kids all in one room. They just did a Netflix thing on it a couple years ago. What's time? It was like they left the kids alone, but they went and got dinner, but somebody every hour had to go back and check on the kids, which I don't recommend being your strategy. And the reason is one of the kids got taken.
Mm-hmm.
If we're allowed to say more than one, I'm also going to throw out the Lost Colony of Roanoke. I grew up going
yours
to the
Yours are
Outer
all,
Banks.
Like, ancient and yeah, real. Mine are, like, true crime podcasts I listen to. Would love to know.
We're a little different, and that is what makes us friends.
You're right.
So, yeah, Lost Colony, Roanoke. And then there was a boat. God, it's something, the Alice ship.
Oh, yeah. Mystery. I also want to know about the Bermuda Triangle. All
oh, yeah,
that
I'd love
stuff
to know what's up with
the Bermuda Triangle.
Triangle. That shit's weird. And what about that plane that disappeared?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did she go?
MH370, is that the one you're talking about?
Mary Alice, maybe?
Sorry, my dog peed, in case you guys were wondering. She didn't
pee. Yeah, Myrtle!
Well, we don't cheer that big. We cheer pretty small for a pee, and when she poops, we have a party.
Got it.
You get it.
Yeah, poop party.
And everyone's invited.
What are Mary Celeste, that's what it was. The crew the crew just disappeared, and everything, like, the boat was out at sea, and it was totally fine. And it was, like, still full of its stuff. There was, like, no sign of a struggle. The lifeboat was gone. No one knows why they left. All the ship's logs were, like, normal. And it was just everything was gone. And no one knows where they went.
Also, while we're here, where Bobby Fischer at? Where are you at, Bobby Fischer?
Bobby Fischer. Mm-hmm. Where is he? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. And, yeah, there's a million. I've got a million mysteries I'd like the answer to. There was a girl who was in college somewhere in the New England area. I want to say Amherst. And she packed all of her stuff and, like, left a note on her things, and then she, like, drove off, and they found her car. She got in an accident. She had called somebody, but then there were footprints out of her car, and then they never saw her again. I want to say it was in New Hampshire. Boy, have I listened to some of My Favorite Murder, but not all of it.
My Favorite Murder.
So, like, that's one I'd love the answer to. There was one about a girl disappearing, then people thought they re-saw her again. So there's a lot.
You know when movies like leave things up to like
hey,
when movies leave something up for interpretation, I want to know what the writer meant. Like for like Inception, I want to know what the intention of that script was.
That's a really good like not the thing I would have thought of, but you're absolutely right. Like when the Lost writers are like, it's whatever you think, and you're like, what did you think? What did you think?
Yeah,
I think that we've stumbled upon a new segment that we can come to later. Which is called I Want to Know. And it's just us saying some stuff that we want to know about.
I want to know. We can just play over and over again.
All right, yeah, that feels perfect. like it for this week's edition of sports.
Yeah, my dog's really have to go to the bathroom, so
so does mine. Clearly,
so do I.
So does Jay. Right, shout out to State Farm, Simply Safe, Coors Light, and MeUndies. This week's podcast brought to you Boo MeUndies. And shout out to the Mina Kime Show featuring Lenny. The NFL draft is next week. I know that sounds crazy, and so does my dog whining, but it's okay.
I keep turning around to see if it's Ray.
I saw Ray moving in the back of your shot. And I was like, is that my dog? But it's not. Anyway, the Mina Kime Show featuring Lenny, the NFL draft is next week. She got all the info on that. Go listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. Big thanks to you guys for listening now and again later when you get home. Or, I mean, you're home. That's probably an old line. I probably shouldn't have said that. I understand it. You're home. And if you're not home, and car alarm to you. Listen to it as many times as you want to. We don't care. We're just happy that you're here. Actually, and we love you guys, but I'm just happy these two are here. I miss people and interacting with them. You can also leave us a nice review wherever you're listening to this podcast. We read them. We love them. Like this one from Adriana05 that says, if you're stuck indoors right now, sports is the perfect podcast to get you through the week since that's how long each episode lasts. What do you mean? Come for the quote-unquote sports, but stay for the quote-unquote friendly banter, which sometimes turns into picking on Jay for just being there. Katie, Ashley, and Jay are great. Love you, mean it. We love you, too, and we mean it, Adriana05, or if that's even your real name. And lastly, don't forget that D.B. Cooper is important, and you should Google it, but also don't forget you can leave us a voicemail. Or you can – go ahead, Ashley. Sorry.
No, that was great. I love to keep going.
I just said leave us a voicemail. No! Everything is backwards. Our friends' heads are falling off. Say goodbye, Ashley.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Jay.
Bye.
Bye. Love you, mean it. Sorry.
SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade enterprise-level security, but for your own home. Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplisafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplisafe.com/Nolan.